his appearance day. I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a householder, but usually I think in Gaudiya Vaishnava we call him like the seven Goswami. Usually say, you know, he, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after his pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this material world, I mean, his movement was almost lost. There's no, you know, Krishna consciousness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Narottam Das Thakur revived, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And so, anyway, even Narottam Das Thakur, when he lit a kirtan, like I read in the book, you know, he lit a very aesthetic kirtan, and he could see the Panchatattva, the dancing. When Narottam Das Thakur was leading the kirtan, it was such a blissful kirtan. And so only those pure devotees could see the Panchatattva, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas. The Panchatattva, they were dancing in the kirtan while Narottam Das Thakur was leading the kirtan. So he brought back the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So anyway, and after he left, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement also was lost. You know, I think he left about 200 years back or something like that. Anyway, so and Bhaktivinoda Bhamba revived the, you know, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And also, he became, after reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he really got into, he got into the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, you know, that. And before that, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to read all the religious book, even, you know, about, I mean, the Quran, you know, Muslim religion, Quran, and then Bible. He read them very thoroughly, you know, Buddhism. Then he read also the, you know, the Vedanta, you know, scriptures. But after reading that, then later on only he found the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then he revived the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And then during his time, the so-called Swamis, you know, the pseudo-Swamis, I mean, they claim that they are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but then, you know, and so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I mean, he, you know, brought the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement back again to this material world, and then from his time onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, you know, was flourishing by his, you know, he was being empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this, his movement. And so, and then many people have become devotees of our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he was a magistrate, and he also was looking after the temple of Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. And anyway, so he went thoroughly through all these, you know, the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures. And then he went thoroughly, studied all the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures. And anyway, so real dharma means, I mean, we must take shelter of the, what is that, of the, Vaishnava philosophy, that real dharma, take up the And then also real dharma means to take shelter of the pure Vaishnava also. So anyways, and it's, and so he was also praying for a son that who would spread the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So he was praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so Bhakti Siddhanta was born, you know, and then he could, you know, could recognize that among his children, he realized that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is being sent by Gauranga to spread his movement. So, you know, on the day of the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, so the Rath Yatra stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. I mean the birthplace of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in Jagannath Puri. You all know the birthplace of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati? Thakur's birthplace. Anyway, the cart stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and the Jagannath didn't move. The cart did not move at all. So anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mother brought him, to the rat, and she climbed on the rat and placed her son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in front of Lord Jagannath, and the garland fell on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Then they could realize that he's a son who could spread his movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was born, the court, what they call the court? Nickel court. Anyway, like a Brahmin trait was around the neck and, you know, down the arm, you know. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur also realized that, you know, he's sent by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great magistrate, and he was staying in the house. Where is that house in, what do you call that place? Huh? You know what, the nine islands? Gautama. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house was there, and anyway, he wanted to find out the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from his house, every in the morning when he chants every day in the morning in his house, he could see a light is appearing from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like Jyoti or something like appears, you know. And then from the Shastra to find out the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by reading the scriptures, he confirmed that that is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he went over there, but there were all tulsi plants around the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Muslims were residing there. And he confirmed that too. But then the people in Navadvip, they are saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born on the other side of the Ganga. It is not mentioned in the scripture that he was born on the other side of the Ganga. So then he also brought Jagannath Das Babaji to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they brought Jagannath Das Babaji, they brought him on the palanquin, on the chair. Anyway, they carried him on the chair. when he came to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur jumped up from the, from his chair. He was jumping up in the air, like it's 40 feet high, like that he jumped up. And then that, and he felt so much in, so much in spiritual ecstasy after after seeing the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur and confirmed that this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was raising funds to build that temple there at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so anyway, he built a small temple. Then later on, Bhaktisiddhanta built a bigger temple there. What is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place called? Yogapeeth, sorry. So that's the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyway, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great magistrate also. They built a railway track for him to go to, from his house to, where's that, Krishna Nagar. He goes to Krishna Nagar. He was working there, as a magistrate. And and then he also, there's a so-called Vishnu. He's saying he's a so-called incarnation of Vishnu. He had such a, everybody, he was betraying them, all the innocent people. And one who's not God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, then he's cheating the people. One has to become a God consciousness, a Krishna consciousness, to preach, Otherwise he's cheating, So, anyways, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, went to his place and got him, and got his man and caught him and put him in jail. Then he was cursing Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Bhaktivinoda Thakur will become sick, and he would also he said he would become very sick, so all his family members were affected, but not Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All his sons and even his wife, everyone was affected. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has full faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had full faith that he will be, his movement will be, full faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also realized that this so-called Vishnu, and the incarnation of so-called Vishnu, has all the mystic powers, in his hair, So anyway, he got his man, got his head shaped off, and all these mystic powers gone. gone off anyway. So anyway, that is also one of the, before he came to realize about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was initiated by a so-called, sadhu and all that. Even his so-called spiritual master also became Krishna consciousness. All the so-called sadhus and brahmins, they wanted to, falsely saying that they are the devotees of Lord, falsely saying they are God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so sick, he could not go and preach to them. So he sent Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach to all the so-called sadhus, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur delivered the lecture, everybody was very convinced, about his what is Brahmin, what is Sadhu, you know. But all that, they were very convinced. And then finally they also wanted to touch the lotus feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati didn't allow them to touch his feet. He ran away from that crowd, you know. So anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur also good. So any other pastimes anybody can remember? I didn't prepare anything, you know. Anybody can say anything about Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Can throw some light? Anyway, this is much I can remember of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when then he retired from the government service, then he was spending more time on reading and writing and preaching and pushing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And then later on, in his old age, he left his family, and when he was in a secluded place in Jagannath Puri, you know, that house of Jagannath Puri, that is where our ISKCON temple is there now. What is that? Our restaurant is also there. That is his bhajan kuti, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan kuti. And he was chanting and, you know, all day and night, you know, and like that. When they were trying to convince him to, you know, to get back to the family, but he was not at all interested about hearing about that, And then so, anyway, day and night he was chanting, you know, Maha Mantra, and then he left his body there. When he left the body, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not there in Jagannath Puri. But then, you know, then people, after they buried his body, but then when Bhaktisiddhanta came back, he was not happy that they buried the body, they burned his body. So Bhaktisiddhanta was not very happy about that they burned his body. I mean, he is a Mahabhagavad devotee. Even many sadhu, sannyasi would go and hear his lectures. You know, he'll give darshan. He's more than a sannyas. He's just wearing even a paramahamsa may even wear white cloth. Not only only paramahamsa means those only wearing saffron cloth. I mean, Prabhupada is paramahamsa. Paramahamsa is not touched by the three modes of material nature. They are free from the bodily concept of life. That means they are one in the bodily concept of life, they touch by the three modes of material nature. The senses are very strong, you know. So, anyway, then Bhaktisiddhanta was not very happy that they burned his body. They should have buried his body. A pure devotee of the Lord, his body should not be burned. His body is not contaminated, you know, by this illusory energy of the Lord. So he was not very happy, and so anyway they built his samadhi. There is a samadhi of Bhaktisiddhanta in Jagannath Puri. Samadhi. Anyway, then it's so anybody knows where the samadhi, where the Bhaktisiddhanta, where they buried his body? I mean, where they burned his body? In Jagannath Puri also. Anyway, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought back the Krishna consciousness movement. Even he wanted to come back and stay in Vrindavan. Then he had a dream that he should go back to Navadvip and revive the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Even Bhaktisiddhanta also, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur left, he also wanted to stay in Vrindavan. He also had the same dream that he should go back to Navadvip to revive the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great magistrate. He will finish his work, you know, in 2 or 3 hours, and the rest of the time he'll be spending in writing, you know, and reading, you know. And he wrote many nice songs also, of the Vaishnava songs. So real dharma means to take shelter of the... pure dharma means, pure devotional service means to take shelter of the pure Vaishnavas. And also reading the Vaishnava literatures. So, that much I could speak about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I didn't give anything much. Anything, anybody else want to say something more? I missed out some of, most of the thing I must have missed out. I know. Okay, we'll go back to the Bhagavad. We'll read Bhagavatam now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srikasya Pauvacha. Nahinsya Dutta Jatani. Nasape Nandritam Vadat. Kasyapa Muni said, "My dear wife, to follow this vow, do not be violent or cause harm to anyone. Do not curse anyone, and do not speak lies. Do not cut your nails and hair, and do not touch impure things like skulls and bones." Prabhupada by Divine Grace Relay, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kasyapa Muni's first instruction to his wife was not to be envious. The general tendency of anyone within this material world is to be envious. Therefore, to become Krishna conscious person, one must curb this tendency, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam Paramo Nirmasaranam. A Krishna conscious person is always non-envious, whereas others are always envious. Thus, Kasyapa Muni instruction that his wife not be envious indicates that this is the first stage of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Every sentence Prabhupada telling not to be envious. Kasyapa Muni decided to train his wife to be a Krishna conscious person, for this would suffice to protect both her and Indra.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Gurli Sri Madhi Bhaktivinoda Swami Janamane Namaste.
So here Kasyapa Muni wanted his wife to follow the vow of following the Vaishnava principles. Although Titi, the wife of Kasyapa Muni, she was angry that her sons, you know, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakasya was killed by the help of Lord Vishnu. You know, so she wanted to take a vow to see that Indra, that Lord Indra, you know, should be killed. So she, anyway, here Kasyapa Muni, you know, asked her to follow the vow of the following Vaishnava principles. So even by following the vow of Vaishnava principles, one will become purified. You know, so she followed, but then she became so weak that she ultimately
could not finish the vow. You know, she was fasting and so many things. Kashyapa Muni gave her so many conditions, you know, that to follow the vow. And so she followed the vow. Then after eating, I mean, she was so tired and so weak, she even didn't wash her mouth and hands. So she slept. And so Lord Indra got into her womb and wanted to kill the, you know, the babies, you know, they were in the womb of a deity. Anyway, then there were seven babies of male, and he killed them. And then, but he could realize that they were still alive. He could not even kill them. But then again another seven like that. Then altogether there were 49, you know, babies there in the womb. But then instead of they become enemy of Lord Indra, they became the friend of Lord Indra. So when she gave birth, I mean, she gave birth to 49 babies, all males. And the war is there to kill, you know, Lord Indra, but she in the end, she broke the vow. So if she broke the vow, then they can't kill Indra. They'll become the friend of Lord Indra. So they became the friend of Lord Indra. So this is what it says in the Bhagavatam, you know. So anyway, we also simply, unnecessarily should not take vow. We'll say, oh, we want to chant 64 rounds, or somebody, they'll try to think of taking many vows. If we don't fulfill the vow, then we have to suffer for that, not fulfilling the vow. So Prabhupada said, not unnecessarily we should take the vow. You know. So anyway, and because of following the Vaishnava principle, one become purified. You know, the children, and then even the deity also became purified, the wife of Kashyapa Muni. But Kashyapa Muni, I mean, fulfilled her wishes, that she, so when she said that she, you know, wanted to kill Indra, he could not even take it, you know, when the deity said that. But anyway, but then he also had to fulfill her wishes also. So they had a union in the inauspicious time, that in the evening time after 6 o'clock is very inauspicious to do any. So they had a union, and then what is that? Kasya, you know, in Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were born. So even he was such a spiritual advance, I mean spiritually advanced in knowledge, but still he was carried away by his wife, you know. So but simply support of jnana is not enough. One still can fall down, even one can with the support of jnana. But one has to render devotional service. Service is, you know, devotion means service. One has to also render service, and that means the devotion means service. One has to be engaged in devotional service. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. So then one also can become purified by, you know, of the transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Maya is also very strong in this material world. The illusory energy, even Kashyapa Muni was carried away by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman. So the material world means we are, this material world is a prison house, like we are, you know, those who are, you know, who cannot control their senses. They have to be, you know, they stay in the prison house of this material world. So,
Anyway, so how they've been locked up in this material world? By sex life. That is the key to lock them up. The sex life is the key to lock them up in this material world. So anyway, so even you are such a spiritually advanced in knowledge, but still you also fell down. By the, his wife, by the fulfilling the desire of his wife. So he also fell down. Even Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he also was allowed by the, by the prostitute. But still Haridas Thakur was not, he was getting so much ecstasy in chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So much spiritual ecstasy, but we are not getting that spiritual ecstasy. Our heart is like stone hearted. We are not, not getting the taste in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But anyway, he was getting higher taste, higher and higher taste, and so much in spiritual ecstasy, chanting the, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he was not carried away. And he was not only tested by this prostitute, and he was tested by, also by the Durga also incarnation of also. But then he was not even carried away. So one has to control the senses. So as long as we remain in the bodily conception of life, then we are under the three modes of material nature. We have to go beyond the three modes of material nature. The body is made of senses. So the body, so in the bodily concept of life, we want to enjoy the senses. So we have to go beyond the three modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita say, what is that? Devayisi gunamahi mama mahindurta. It's difficult to overcome the three modes of material nature. Unless one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can overcome the three modes of material nature. So, because we are in karma, because of karma, we are under the three modes of material nature. So our karma has to be washed off by surrendering to Krishna. So, anyways, so only Krishna can, only by surrendering to Krishna, one can overcome the three modes of material nature. Only by His mercy only. So the highest dharma is, is pure devotional service. Say Sai Vai Pumsam Paro Dhamma Yakto Bhakti Asachati Ayutiyabna Yen Atma Sipriti. Sai Vai Pumsam Paro Dhamma. Sai Vai means Satyam, truth. Satyam is what they, in Tamil they say Satyam. In Hindi what they say? Satyam. I'm from Malaysia, I don't know anything about it. So first Sai Vai means truth, Satyam. So Sai Vai Pumsam Paro Dhamma. What is that Paro Dhamma? Pure devotional service. Sai Vai Pumsam Paro Dhamma. Yakto Bhakti Asajya. By serving the Supreme Personality of God, Yakto Bhakti Asajya, one will become free from the material sense perception. Asajya means who is free from all this material sense perception. So one has to serve Asajya. So Sai Vai Pumsam Paro Dhamma. Yakto Bhakti Asajya. Ayuti Aprita. Should be unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service. Should be unmotivated. If you have motivation in devotional service, this is in Mishra Bhakti. That is not pure devotional service. One has to go where? To Swarga Loga. Even who is the Dhruva Maharaj, he had a material desire. He was only 5 years old boy. He was insulted by his stepmother, telling him not to sit on the lap of his father. So he's a Kshatriya, son of a Kshatriya, he's only 5 years old boy. So Kshatriya, when they insult him, it hurt the feeling. Kshatriya cannot take the insult, it hurts the feeling. So it hurts his feeling. So anyway, he wanted the kingdom of his father. But still Krishna will fulfill, whatever the devotees ask, Krishna would fulfill the desires. But then he'll remove all the material desires also.
in the end. But anyway, so what is that? Dhruva Maharaj. So he went to his mother and told that he wanted the kingdom of his father. Yes, you know, he's a Kshatriya. I mean, they really wanted it. So he, not only that, he wanted even the bigger kingdom of his grandfather, Lord Rama also. So anyway, so his mother told him, you have to worship Vishnu. You have to meditate on Lord Vishnu. So he, this boy was only 5 years old, went to the forest. He was very, you know, he was very determined that he wanted the kingdom and he wanted to see the Vishnu also face to face. So he was performing all kind of austerities, you know, for 6 months, you know, like not eating and eating dry leaves, and gave up drinking water, then he was gave up breathing and suffocated the whole universe. The demigod also got, you know, scared of his austerity because of his not breathing, the universe all got suffocated, you know. But anyway, then Vishnu also convinced the demigod that he's a devotee of Krishna, you know. But then finally, Vishnu sent Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj, and Narada Muni said, you are a young boy of 5 years old, it's a forest here, ferocious animal, go back to your, get back to your house. But he refused to go. He was such a determined. No. So anyway, then Vishnu gave, Narada Muni gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One who chants Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, they only go to Vaikuntha planet. One who chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they, where would they go? To Goloka Vrindavan. But for us, we have to become free from the three modes of material nature. We have to become, one has to become Uttama Adhikari. Then he is a Paramahamsa. Then he is free from the three modes of material nature. Then one can see, you know, what is that? Vishnu. In the mode of pure goodness, one can see Vishnu. Then one can go back to God. Sudha Sattva, you know. Then he chanted this Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then finally he saw Vishnu face to face. Then he became clean of all his material desire. He was lamenting why he asked for the material boon. Then Vishnu touched his head with a conch shell. He became free. He was looking for the broken piece of glass, but he actually found a diamond. Seeing, you know, getting devotional service from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't want even that material desire. So he was very angry with his stepmother. Kshatriya will always take revenge, will never give up that revenge. He was such a, you know, real Kshatriya, he wanted even take revenge on his stepmother. So finally his stepmother was burned in the, devoured by the forest fire. While he was searching for her son, you know, hunting in the forest, and he also was killed. So when the Kshatriya, cursed, that will happen. Even a Brahmana, he don't have to kill them, you know, but he can just curse them, they can be killed also, but just by the curse of the Brahmana, you know. Dhruva Maharaj finally got this, what his desire was fulfilled, but he was regretting why he was asking for that material boon. But anyway, one who worship Vishnu, even Prabhupada said, we just do service, even we may have material desires. You just do a service for Krishna. In this way, you'll be free from material, you'll become purified of material desires. So then one become a pure Vaishnava. So anyway, here, what is that Kashyapa Muni fell down by Diti's desire. This sex desire, Prabhupada said,
will be there till the end of their life. Even in the old age, how old is he? It will be till the end of his life, you know, it will be there. It's not easy to give it up that. Only by the mercy of Krishna. When I was in England for some time, for 8 years like that, I was going out for book distribution. You know, I was leading a Sangeetan bus party. Even on the street in London, anywhere in England, even they are 80 and 90 years old, 80 and 90 years old, still they will hug and kiss. That even Prabhupada said in his lecture, even in Paris, when old man, 70, 80 years old, they want to go to the nightclub to enjoy, pay $50. What can they enjoy, you know, in that age? And the desire is still there, till the end of their life. That sex is almost impossible to give it up only by the mercy of Krishna. So the devotees, you know, they should be trained in Bhagavad Dharma, in devotional service. Then they will become purified of all these desires. And then, you know, so even they get married, the wife also will be, you know, will follow the Bhagavad Dharma and become chaste. So in that way they can grasp their life. They have to follow the rules and regulation of their ashram. You know, so from childhood the children have to be brought up by Bhagavad Dharma, you know, devotional service. From childhood they have to be engaged. Otherwise, in the childhood, they can take it up easily, and for the rest of their life they will remember what they practice, their Bhagavad Dharma. The rest of their life will remain in them. But young bamboo you can bend it. Old bamboo you cannot bend it. When we get old, we cannot bend it. You see, I said a few minutes back, the old people. Still, they cannot give up their desires. Almost, the more they become old, the more they become sinful. No, it's not easy to give up in the old age, all these things, only in young age. So they have to be trained up in the young age. So anyway, so here Prabhupada talking about envy and become non-envious. A Vaishnava should be non-envious. If he is envious of other devotees, he cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. Here Prabhupada said in this purport also. And one who is envious of the devotees, birth after birth, he has to take birth in the hellish planet. Birth after birth in the hellish planet. One who is envious of the devotees. And one cannot advance in spiritual life. And giving false, reports and all that, something, I don't know the words how to use. Statement, one has to suffer for that also. So we have to be to become a perfect Vaishnava, one has to develop all the qualities of the Vaishnava. Vede ga jagara trito. The Vedas also glorify the character of the pure devotee. Then one is a perfect Vaishnava. So we have to be humble and meek. And Prabhupada said, and one who is cool-headed, we have to tolerate everything. And one who is cool-headed, ultimately he'll succeed and go back home, back to Godhead. We have to be cool-headed. Whatever insult other devotees, he has to tolerate it. But then he's an aparat. That aparat cannot be, you know, it's a serious aparat. Number one offense, to commit offense to the Vaishnava, to the devotees who have dedicated life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. So, that means it's a serious offense. One cannot be delivered unless he asks for forgiveness from that person. Then he will be delivered. Like Jagan Madai, they committed offense to Lord Nityananda. So they asked for forgiveness and they were delivered. And so Lord Nityananda also reminded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this age of Kali Yuga, you didn't come to kill the demons. How to deliver these people to the demons? Can anybody say how to deliver these demons? Chanting the holy name. Kill the demonic mentality.
by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can kill the demonic mentality. And so, Krishna also was worrying. These people are unfortunate, those who are not chanting Hare Krishna. So he came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he wanted even Radharani to come. So he saw Radha and Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radharani is more merciful than Lord Krishna. So he came in the form of, both came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the main purpose is that Krishna wanted to release how much Radharani loves him. But the secondary thing is that she also, you know, also in the, both are in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is more merciful. She also came to give her mercy to the fallen conditioned soul and to deliver the conditioned soul. So, anyway, where's the purport? Purport, every sentence says, don't be envious. And then he said, thus, Kashyapuni's instruction that his wife not be envious indicates that this is the first stage of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Kashyapa Muni decided to train his wife to be a Krishna conscious person. For this would suffice to protect both her and Indra. So ideal householder means they have to, you know, they have to be Krishna conscious, and there must be cooperation among the, you know, among the husband and wife, then, you know, in Krishna consciousness, then they're the ideal. So they have to follow the rules, regulation of the ashram, and every, even sannyasi have to follow their rules and ashram, and grahastha vanaprastha. But even when the householders are following the rules and regulation of the ashram, they are not less than sannyasi also. Because they are also on the transcendental platform, on the absolute platform. So Prabhupada said they all are sadhyas. They can follow the rules and regulation of the ashram. And nowadays it's very dangerous for the kami, you know. They cannot follow the rules and regulations. And so they are, you know, so they, it's very dangerous to become a householder in this Kali Yuga. Very, very dangerous. Because they cannot, you know, they cannot follow the rules and regulations. But if we go on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, ultimately we would be able to follow the rules and regulations. Even they may not be able to follow, keep chanting. Prabhupada said, that is how we can control our senses. So they also keep chanting, they also can follow the rules and regulations. And they can sit it on the absolute platform. So anyway, by following the Vaishnava principle, they all were not killed, the sons were not killed, Indra was not killed. They were all became purified of the following the Vaishnava, you know, Gaur Vaishnava principle. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I don't have a good command in English. Although I went to UK to study, but drop out. But still I've done my first year, second year, but didn't complete, you know, my final years. Drop out. Not only drop out, I became so interested to join the movement, so I joined the movement there in London. You know. So I met Prabhupada. Got initiated in London on the Rath Yatra day in London, 1972. So, anyway, Krishna's, how we come to the movement, the Chaita Guru, the super soul within our heart, will direct us to the Krishna consciousness movement. So we all, by the, you know, by virtue of Prabhupada, we are also in the movement. Prabhupada created all the pious activities for us. Even though we even, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita says, after Bhavunam Janvanam Mande, Janvanam Prabhade, Vasudeva Sarviti, Sahaman Matsum, after many, many births, one who got the association of saintly persons, then one will take up Krishna consciousness. But then we were not even saintly in this birth also. We are not even following all these four regulative principles. All by Prabhupada's, you know, mercy that we are able to take devotional service. He created all this devotional service for us, these pious activities for us. So, pure Vaishnava means na dhanam, na sundarim. Na dhanam, I don't want dhanam, na sundarim. You know, good wife or beautiful wife, na dhanam, na sundarim. Sundari Noble, you know, Sundarim, and then Nadanam Noble, Nadanam, I don't want many followers, not materialistic followers, or I want to have many disciples. We have to become free from this. Free, that is pure devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he's a pure Vaishnava. So we have to become free from these three things. Three W in English they say, wine, wealth and woman. In English, you have to give that, you have to follow the three W. Give up wine, wealth and woman. You know, money is honey, but we can use that money in the service of Krishna. Everything can be dovetailed in the service of Krishna. Everything becomes Vaikunda. The house of the devotees become Vaikunda. Worship Krishna in their house. Chant Hare Krishna, do devotional service. Everything can become Vaikunda. So Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Premi Dane Hari Nam Sankirtan. Krishna is incarnated in this movement in the form of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting Hare Krishna, one can get Goloka Prem. Not the Gobi Bhava Club and all that. That will never work. You know, all the so-called, all the... Okay, Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Any comment, any question? All our realized souls, they have no question to ask. Sorry, my English is not so good. I hope you could have understood what I spoke. But the aristocratic knowledge is only pious activities. It's not going to deliver us. One must have a realized knowledge. Then he can be delivered. Not by this theoretical knowledge and all that, And Prabhupada said many people leave the movement because they are still on the mental platform. And that means one who is on the mental platform, that means it is also sin. Being on the mental platform, it is also sin. We have to go beyond this mental, sensual, mental, intellectual, transcendental, come to the spiritual platform. When we become sinless, we still cannot get praying. It's not easy to get praying, even we become sinless. Only by the mercy of the pure devotee, Prabhupada. Or only by the mercy of Krishna, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Only by His mercy. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare Prabhu. Amita Gaur Vaishnava ki jaya.